There are many low-tech fixes that ordinary people have discovered, often out of desperation. In post-war Japan, the economy wasn't doing so great, so you couldn't get everyday use items like household cleaners. So people looked for ways to do with what they had, says Lisa Katayama. She is the author of Urawaza, a book named after the Japanese term for clever lifestyle tips and tricks. Popular urawaza include picking up broken glass from the kitchen floor with a slice of bread, or placing houseplants on a water-soaked diaper to keep them watered during a vacation trip. Today, Americans are finding their own tips and tricks for fixing misbehaving gadgets. You need to clean a skipping DVD or CD, but you don't have any cleaning fluids? Soak a washcloth with vodka or mouthwash. Alcohol is a powerful solvent, perfectly capable of dissolving fingerprints and grime on the surface of a disc. A $5 bottle of mouthwash in your medicine cabinet may do the job as effectively as a $75 bottle of DVD cleaning fluid. If your cell phone loses its battery charge too quickly while idle in your pocket, part of the problem may be that your phone is too warm. Body heat transmitted through your pocket to the cell phone is enough to speed up chemical processes inside the phone's battery. To keep the phone cooler, carry it in your purse or on your belt. This principle can be used to preserve your battery should you find yourself away from home without your charger. Turn off the phone and put it in the hotel refrigerator overnight to slow the battery's natural tendency to lose its charge. That's a few examples of folk remedies. Today's shaky economy is likely to produce many more such tricks.